All right, thanking some more of the regular listeners with handles Bayou Pete. Say good morning and thanks to Uncle Mud Tire, Rabbit and Lacombe, Dixie George, Dr. Dan, Captain Ross, Muddy, the Bubblegum Kid, Little Rock, Old Man Sam, L.A. Freebird, Popcorn, Raccoon Feet, who we're going to hear from, Joey in Pearl River, Double D, Z-Man, and the Legend, and also we have the Skittles Bandit. Thanks to all of you for being loyal listeners. You know, when I got started in television, it was very difficult at that time to convince program directors that there was enough interest in outdoors to actually take the time to film it, edit it, and put it on the air. Well, I started with WGNO Television in New Orleans, and it took a little bit of a sales job, and a guy that helped me do that was a cameraman who kind of had a self-interest because he wanted to shoot outdoor stuff, and he convinced the program director, let's get this guy, and I'll take him under his wing, and I'll teach him TV because I had never done it before. His name is Scott Bell, who has gone on to bigger and much better things and joins us now. And Scott, I'm eternally grateful to you for telling the producer, David, that, look, I'm going to take care of this guy. He's got some good stuff, and you taught me how to edit, how to write, and it was just such a pleasure working with you over the years.
Hey, look, this is your day. That was so much fun for me back there because we both learned together, Don. You learned early, and I was right there with you that this was way more about meeting people and characters than it was just catching fish. And that was the key to it, right? I mean, people loved what you did. And it was, dude, I'm so excited for you. This is such a fun day.
Well, it was storytelling. And you were good at it, and you helped me, and you were certainly great. You had the one of the best eyes for grabbing the shots. And we'd come back from things, and I'd look at the video you shot, and it would just drop my jaw and amaze me on how great and how painstaking it took you to do that. And, again, I'm really grateful for what you did. It helped launch my TV career, and glad you went on to better things. And you're in that retirement class now, too, aren't you?
I am. Same day you picked, a year later.
February 7th, but you were 1 year earlier.
Yeah. Hey,
I feel like I've got left behind, hey.
Hey, let me ask you something. What is your favorite package or story we did? Well, let me put it like this. Favorite moment we ever had?
Oh, gee, it was so many. It's hard to one of the things we did that I think maybe it wasn't the moment, but the package was the night before deer hunting.
Oh, interesting, yeah.
And we run that every Christmas. We run that every and it's so popular. Yeah. People love it, and I enjoy doing it.
That's cool. Do you remember the moment you and Michael and I, on a first trip to Alaska, we opted to do a trip that not everybody wanted. It was like, because it was catch and release, and a lot of people wanted to bring home a lot of meat. And we took a float trip through the canyons at the Upper Kenai River. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. So many things in Alaska.
By far, that memory coming around that one turn when the cottonwood trees were blooming and floating everywhere, it looked like snow, just captured. That was when I learned you got to take your eye out the camera every now and then and just live it. You know, it was really cool.
Yeah, and Scott, you know, I ended up going there 17 times, and God, we got so much beautiful footage. What a gorgeous place, and what a great time.
Yeah.
Well, Scott, thanks again for what you did for me. I just wanted to publicly thank you for doing that. I'm sure you know, and boy, what memories we have, huh? We have to get back and look at some of that stuff.
Oh, man. All good. I still got the masters tucked away in my closet. So.
There's some that I've had requests for them. I have to get your list and get them because I've got is on VHS. Very good.
Awesome.
Thanks, right, Scott. And stay in touch.
Man.
Thank you very much. All right, from one cameraman, let's go to another. Brian Lucas, who was shot with me at WWL, another guy who often made me look good and gave me some great ideas on how to edit and how to present different features. Brian, thanks for being with me this morning, and thank you for all the hard work you did and bringing me along and showing me some of the tricks that you guys know.
Don, I can guarantee you it is solely my pleasure to be on your show. I really have to tell people what you did for me and for the people of the city, the citizens of Louisiana, to educate us on the wetlands. I mean, to learn about the weather and from data, computer simulations is one thing, but to learn from the people out in the field, the farmers, the sea, it was just a fascinating experience, and I really enjoyed that. And I hope we educated a lot of people.
You know, it was tough, Brian, because, you know, we were on deadline, and unlike any other feature that I've ever seen, how many people go fish used to go fishing in the morning and you watch it on the 6 o'clock news? That was unheard of to get reports like that. Everything was tape delayed, and we did it no matter what, hell or high water, freezing cold, bad conditions, and we made it work. And, boy, we met and fished with some interesting characters, didn't we?
Well, you know, on that setup thing about shooting our story, that sometimes just was a minute, 30 seconds. You had to set it up the day before. We had to leave early in the morning, sometimes in bad weather. We were miles away. Then we had to rush back to the station to edit. Then you had to go ahead and log the video clips. And then you had to negotiate with the producers to actually get a few extra seconds.
I had to fight for seconds. Yeah, literally.
Well, I didn't want to say fight. I would say negotiate. And I always thought that was a more pleasant term.
Well, beg might have been a more appropriate term sometimes. And then often they gave it to us when we had something that was kind of special, and we did. And you're another guy with that eye for the camera, and you're another guy that's retired, so I'm catching up with you guys. I guess I went longer than most people, but I was enjoying it so much. All right, thanks. That was Brian Lucas of WWL Photographer, WWL TV. All right, we come back after this. We're going to talk to another longtime field reporter. And it's Captain Darryl Carpenter of RealScreamers.com, and we'll try to get to your calls if we can. If you're on hold, please stay there. We'll try to work you in at 504-260-1870. That's also our text line, and I have got hundreds of texts coming in. Thank everyone so much for your comments. We're back right after this. All right, we're wrapping up 37 years of the Outdoor Show and thanking our listeners, our audience members like the Mississippi River Chicken, Hound Dog, Creole Leo, the Gadget Guy, the Rising Outlaw, Redneck James, Steel Man, North Shore Rocker, Neckbone, and the Stump Jumper, and still got more to come. These are all longtime listeners. We got Brian Lucas, our photographer from WWL, back on. Hey, Brian, sorry we lost you there for a moment.
That's okay, Don. That's okay. I just wanted to reiterate the value you had to telling people about a wetlands, because one time I did a story, and I'll never forget this. You were talking about the wetlands, and you said, it's our culture. It's our very being. It's really our existence. And I just think that rang in the back of my mind for years and years and years. And I also just wanted to do one thing. Remember the pelicans we had to sneak into our shots all the time?
Yes. They were great cutaways, weren't they?
I know. And one more thing, Don, with your retirement, I just wanted to thank you. I know you're a veteran. And I just wanted to thank you and others for their service, especially you on your retirement. And you will be missed by a lot of people because you were an educator besides a fisher person.
Thank you, Brian. Really appreciate that. And, boy, being that military, I'm finding more and more things give military discounts and special parking places and even special hunting days. How about that, huh?